Hey, podcaster. Getting help for your podcast doesn't have to be hard, but I know sometimes it can feel like you're either Googling late at night or you're trying to hire a coach that is so expensive and you just want to know, am I doing this right? Am I doing the right things for my podcast and for my business? And this is exactly why I created the Strategize and Shine membership. This is a monthly membership designed to support you as you create a podcast that converts your listeners into leads and helps you sell more of your programs and services. This membership is packed with so many masterclasses, tools, and templates designed to help you simplify your podcast process and bring back more joy to your podcast. Plus, if you sign up now, you will get a special onboarding plus a strategy call with me to go over what your goals are for your podcast. But here's the deal. This is your last chance to lock in the current rate of $47 a month for life. As of May 1st, the price goes up to $97, and that's because this membership is packed with so much value. I would love to see you there and love to help support your podcast. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/membership to sign up today. As we head into 2024, you may be wanting to update your podcast marketing strategy so you can get more ears on your content. And I absolutely love this topic because a lot of times marketing your podcast can feel hard and like an extra task that you have to add to your list, right? But we don't want it to feel that way. And so today I'm going to share marketing for podcasts that actually works, that we've seen work with us and our clients, and how you can add it into your schedule without the burnout. Hi there, and welcome to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm your host, Caroline Hull, a podcast strategist and CEO of Wild Home Podcasting. I've built my entire career through podcasts by sharing my experience, using strategic systems, and shining a light on the power of podcasting. If you are looking to cultivate leads for your membership, group program, or consulting services, I'm here to help you create a holistic and integrative podcast strategy that'll let your business thrive. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to Share, Strategize, and Shine. I'm in my super messy office today. My kids keep coming in here and playing and like messing up my papers and things. So I've got to do a deep clean today. And I wanted to share a problem that we've solved that kind of revolves around not having a lot of time, wanting to help more people, and yeah, adding a service that feels really aligned. So I don't know if you know this about me, but I do not enjoy doing calls. I just really never have. I love being on calls with people. But fitting them into my day, my schedule is so lean because I homeschool my kids. And so it can feel like I'm cramming this really important thing into this busy, busy day. And I've been trying to think about how can I do less calls with more impact. And one of the things that I came up with to do that was my membership, the Strategic Podcast Academy, which I love, and it totally serves that purpose for me. But the other thing was there really isn't a way for people to get one-on-one help from me without booking a call. So this got me down a rabbit hole of how am I going to be able to do less calls and still have that one-on-one interaction and still be able to help people. And that led me to Voxer Coaching Days. And so I wanted to share this with you because, you know, I'm all about experimentation, trying new things, and this is something that we're trying in my business. But I know there are others out there where your time is limited and you're trying to build a business, you have a million other things going on. And so I wanted to share this with you because maybe it'll be helpful for you as you're thinking about how you're setting up your services. So Voxer is an app where you can basically walkie and talkie back and forth. And I've seen a lot of people offer Voxer coaching days and had no idea what that looked like, what it meant, what it was supposed to be. So did a little research, did a deep dive, and I was like, this would be perfect. So it gives people an opportunity to ask me questions and get feedback. You put a lot of boundaries around this, definitely, right? And you're very clear about what it looks like on the sales page, and You give examples of things they can ask. There's usually an onboarding form. But then the best part of it is, so basically I have office hours available and you can book those hours. For me, it's, you know, a certain time of day, right? So I have certain days blocked off, certain times people can book those times, and that is their time to ask me questions. One of the boundaries that I set during this is that, you know, I'm not going to answer right away. You don't have to answer right away. This is a leisurely conversation. But the cool thing about it is now they have something saved that they can refer back to. And also, I love it because it gives us the opportunity to see where the conversations go and what they actually need help with, right? Because a lot of times when we start a strategy call, it goes in a direction that the client didn't think it would go, because once, you know, they have somebody else's eyes and ears on their podcast, you know, we can see things maybe they didn't see. So I love that I'm going to be able to offer this. I love that it's going to allow me a time to help people one-on-one, but not have to be on my computer. And I'm just really excited about this new offer. So if you want to see how I've put it together and what it looks like, it's at wildhomepodcasting.com/Voxer. And I'd love to know if you've done Voxer coaching days for your clients, or if it's something that you're thinking about offering. And I do have some other resources I can share with you where I got my information and those kinds of things. But that is the problem that I solved for myself this week. If you have a podcast and you aren't marketing it, you are missing out. Okay. Like, you just, let me just clear the air, because, and I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, but this whole idea that people are just going to find your podcast, yes, it happens. But if we want to increase quantity and get even more ears on, we have to have a marketing strategy for how we're going to share about our podcast and those episodes. The searches and such on the apps aren't fantastic, and so we cannot just rely on that. You have to drive an audience to your episodes. But for business owners who have a podcast strategy, this should feel completely aligned and not a surprise, because we are using our podcast to warm our leads and nurture potential clients. And so this is very different from, like, just trying to get in front of a million ears. We want to get in front of the right ears. We want it to be aligned. We want these to be people who maybe found us on Instagram or LinkedIn or wherever and want to hear more from us, because this is where we warm, nurture, and connect, is our podcast, right? And so as you're listening to this episode today, I'm going to mention some things you've probably heard me talk about before, but I really want to talk about them in the context of specifically marketing the podcast, and you're going to see right away the crossovers between marketing my podcast and marketing my business. Sometimes they're one and the same. So what podcast trends are we seeing that actually works to move the needle? I'm going to start this conversation off by talking about video. I know. But we are really seeing the impact that video is having on podcast growth. And I just want to say, like, I totally get all of the objections that you're probably having to video, because we come into podcasting because it's an audio format. And I have learned to lean into video a little bit more, but it's something I'm still working on. I mean, for example, today I'm recording this episode. I have a new camera, but the room's not perfect. I had to put my hair in a ponytail because it was absolutely driving me crazy. Like, this is just what it is today, and that's okay. So we're letting go of perfectionism to get these videos done. But when we're talking about the video and how we're using it, I want to talk about, like, specifically video clips and posting these everywhere. So I've seen a lot of people have success on TikTok with these types of videos, Instagram, and even LinkedIn. And I've seen multiple cases of success doing this. And I think that's because people are just really responding to video right now. And so I want you to think about how you can repurpose and share across platforms. And this is, like, super easy for me. This is not taking up a ton of time. I have one video and I am cross-posting it. I may have two videos. Sometimes I even have three, but I am cross-posting it everywhere. And the reason why I love this is because it has saved me so much time. I'm not having to think about what my posts are in every place, but also it's incredibly impactful because it's me speaking on video. And I think when we talk about, like, short form content, people want video. Longer form content, then we can lean into those podcast episodes, right? The other thing I want to mention about this is that we are seeing the success in not only getting watches, but driving traffic to podcast episodes with actual video clips from the episodes, not like an audiogram. And so if you are not comfortable filming video, like an entire episode, or that's not something that you're interested in, what I would recommend you do is set up your iPhone or the camera on your computer to record parts of your episodes, or even just have it on. You don't have to do anything with a full video, but then you can slice those up and use them as these short promotional videos. I really do think that the future of podcasting is going to very much include a lot of video. And so it's something we need to all learn to get comfortable with. And this is a really great way to dip your toes into it. But I think why this is so impactful, again, is because video is doing so well on a lot of social media platforms. Not only are we showing ourselves and our face, but we're giving them a slice of the episode, and they're going to want to go and get more. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this redirection that we're doing, but this is where I kind of want to start, is video. So when we're talking about creating posts and putting them all over the place, the first thing I'm going to start with is video. Hey, podcaster, are you setting your podcast up for success? What if you could have a plan that makes podcasting easier? I am so excited to be holding a podcast goals and annual planning workshop for online business owners, coaches, consultants, and service providers who have a podcast and want to create a plan for their year so they can leverage their podcast for leads, sales, and marketing. This is going to be a super fun workshop where we will create a plan and give you the framework to create a podcast that works for you throughout the year. It's going to be held on December 12th, but if you can't make it, you will get access to the replay. It also includes a planning workbook with exercises and templates to help you along the way, plus our podcast marketing hub template, and like I said, access to the replay. It's only $25, and I really hope to see you there. Head to wildhomepodcasting.com/plan. So the other ways that I have seen a lot of success for myself and my clients have as well for marketing their podcasts includes parts of what we have talked about before in a visibility strategy. So being on other podcasts is a huge, fantastic way to market your podcast. And how I make sure that my podcast is at the forefront of interviews that I do is making sure that it's mentioned in my bio that I give to the host. I make sure to direct people to it at the end. Inevitably, because I have a podcast, the host will talk about it at some point. You can even mention, you know, when you're doing interviews, if you're talking about a topic and you're like, yeah, if you want more of this, I have a podcast episode all about this, you know, weaving that in. The reason why this works so well is because we are on another podcast, right? So these are people who are already primed and ready to listen to podcasts. But the other thing about it is, if you are selective about which podcasts you go on, now we are getting in front of aligned audiences. And this is really, really important when we're talking about marketing our podcasts. And I think this also really applies to the social media conversation I was just having. Like, it only makes sense to do these things if that's where your audience is. A lot of our marketing efforts can be completely wasted by not understanding your potential audience behavior, right? You know, for me, it does not make a lot of sense to be on Twitter. Okay, let's say that an example. Let's not call it Twitter anymore, but you know what I mean. But I do tend to get a lot of click-throughs on Instagram. And, you know, because it's super easy for me to repost a video, I post on TikTok because I can link an episode to it. And that's a whole another should-do to talk about, but it's super easy. And then the other thing that I kind of leaned into this year and like thinking about where my audiences are is, you know, YouTube. And so I have started posting my videos on YouTube, but that makes sense for me. And we are seeing incredibly slow growth there. And I think that's another thing I really want to point out is that a lot of these strategies are long-term. You know, we have to build awareness. You almost have to think of your podcast as a product, right? And you are needing to get it in front of the right people to get them to convert and listen. The great thing about it is once they come over and listen, they're going to get nurtured and warmed up, right? So little side note there. But being on other podcasts definitely needs to be something that you're not only doing for visibility, for people to get to know who you are more, but to also talk about your podcast and market your podcast. One thing that has really surprised me in marketing my podcast, because I expected this a little bit, but I don't think it wasn't like end game for me. You know, my podcast grows as other things in my business grow, and you'll see that as well. You know, as your email list grows, you'll get more listeners and that kind of thing. But I participated in another collaboration type called a bundle. And a bundle is where a bunch of business owners get together and they offer free things, right? So initially when I went into this, I was not thinking this is going to be really great for podcast growth. And now I have been considering running a bundle or an online summit even that is directly connected to the podcast. And I love this idea because we would be driving people from the summit, from the bundle, directly into my podcast. But I did recently participate in a bundle, and all these people were added to my email list who signed up for the bundle, right? And who opted into my product. But what was so fascinating about this is obviously I have podcast episodes coming out. We're doing 2 per week. And I was sending emails to my email list. I did look at my click-through rate and it's higher than it has been. But in conjunction with the bundle, the downloads on my podcast have gone up. And so this is, again, a really great case of getting in front of an aligned audience, talking about my podcast. I believe it's mentioned in the product that I gave away in the bundle. And then also emailing those people. I also include links to my podcast in my nurture sequence in my email. So another marketing thing that you can do that's super easy because, you know, you're pulling in people with your lead magnet and you're making sure they know that you have a podcast and vice versa. So collaborations, being on podcast episodes are a really great way to get more ears on your podcast and get in front of other people. So another trend or strategy that works really, really well is repurposing the content and creating more from it. Now, this gets incredibly deep into podcast strategy, so I'm not going to go too far, but you should be repurposing the content from your podcast episodes and other places. A really great example that I've already mentioned are those videos that we're repurposing to Reels, but how can you repurpose some of the other content, right? We can do that through blog posts. We can do that through emails. We can do that through creating carousels or other reels, in fact. And this really is, I guess, upper level podcast strategy is when we can create a podcast episode and just really send it out into the world. And that brings me into how do we make this work when we are super busy and we're already marketing our business? And so this is where a big reframe and shift needs to come in to your world, into your brain, into your body. I want your podcast to now be the main piece of content that you create every week, and everything should come from that podcast. And this takes practice, it takes work, but here's the thing, if you are doing this, it's going to make marketing so much easier for your entire business. And I really think this is where business owners trip up, is because they see the marketing for the podcast as separate from the marketing for the business. They are one and the same. As I grow my podcast, I grow my business, and vice versa. They are connected. And by using my podcast as my main piece of marketing content, now I'm giving myself, well, I'm making life easier because it's already there, right? But now what I'm doing is I'm creating pieces from the podcast episode. So let's say, for example, I've created this podcast episode today, and then I'm going to create a carousel that's like 3 ways to market your podcast. That carousel is going to link back to the episode. So now I'm creating a funnel. And again, this is super high level podcast strategy. And, you know, if you're listening and you're feeling a little overwhelmed, just, you know, don't get too deep into it, but these are things you need to start thinking about. So every piece of content that I'm creating, and not necessarily every single piece, but most of the pieces of content that I create actually lead people to my podcast episodes, because I want my podcast episode to do what? Nurture and warm people from audience members to clients. And that's exactly how I have the system set up. So if you're able to do this, it actually becomes a time saver. I am not thinking of new content and new marketing content every day. It's already there in my podcast episode. And we actually have a couple of masterclasses in the Strategic Podcast Academy all about this. We have one about maximizing your show notes, which is the best place to start when you're trying to repurpose content and actually coming at your show notes as marketing copy and not just a summary of the episode. And then we also have a masterclass on creating graphics from your show notes that you then post, you know, everywhere. So this is something that it takes time to kind of really get into the groove with. But if you can do this, you're going to achieve like maximum podcast strategy energy, right? And that like that's the moment when we know everything is doing what we needed to do is when we're posting a piece of content that talks about our podcast, markets our podcast, and then when people go listen to the podcast, they're nurtured and sent to our business. So I hope that this helped clarify. We've talked about visibility strategy. We've talked about sharing on social media and things like this, but I really wanted to bring it all together for you today because I have people asking me all the time, well, how do I market my podcast? How do I talk about my podcast? And it's so interesting to me because I'm always like, you already are. It's all right there in your episodes, in your show notes, and you just have to take that and put it other places. And if you're wanting to really dive into creating a plan for your podcast and how to plan content that is aligned with your business goals and your sales and promotions calendar, because let me tell you, that makes things so much easier when I know that instead of having to create a bunch of posts when I'm promoting a new offer or product or service, I can just create a podcast episode and then have everything flow from that. It's gold. It's wonderful. And we're going to be talking about that in a planning workshop that I am giving on December 12th. This is going to be a live workshop, but if you sign up for it, you will get access to the replay in case you cannot attend. And this is exactly what I'm going to take you through. I'm going to take you through creating a plan for your content and also how to then from there create a marketing plan, which is really, really easy once you understand how the content works with your business goals. So I'd love to see you there. You can head to wildhomepodcasting.com/plan. And I will be back soon with another episode. Thank you so much and have a great day. Thank you for listening to Share, Strategize, and Shine. To give your own podcast some shine, download my free podcast guide to creating episodes for sales by heading to the link in the show notes. Be sure to leave a review and connect with me on Instagram for more podcast strategy insights. Until next time.